This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's tell you guys about my first car. My first car was a Chevy Chevette. And I'm thinking about this because Corvette's in the news. Apparently there's going to be this new fancy mid-engine Chevrolet Corvette confirmed for 2020. It's going to debut July 18th. Pretty sexy looking Corvette. I always wanted a Corvette. Remember in the 80s growing up going, gosh, that'd be such a cool car. But nah, my first car was a little Chevy Chevette, not a Corvette, a Chevette. Got it for $1,800. It was blue. I think it was in 1985. I think Chevy Chevette. It was a little cute. No air conditioning. I didn't pay any finance charges because I got the price down. It was like supposed to be $2,200. I got down for $1,800. They didn't have the money, so they wanted me to finance it. And I go, no. I'm just going to make payments to you, and, you know, that equal $1,800. So they're like, okay, fine. I was cute back then. And it was a good deal. I think it was a really, really good deal. I don't remember how many miles. I don't think I even cared at that point. You know, I want a car. And I was in Vegas, and I didn't care that I didn't have air conditioning, so they didn't care. I mean, sometimes we didn't pay the power bill, so not having air conditioning wasn't, like, you know, the biggest shock to me. And I had that. And then when I went to medical school, I needed to drive up to Reno, so I needed a car that I knew could make the 7-8 hour drive. So I traded it in for an Isuzu truck. I got the Isuzu truck, little love truck. I was able to buy for $6,700. This was in the 90s. A new truck for $6,700 plus tax. Now, I remember the salesperson running out trying to stop me, saying that his manager is mad. I mean, I was in the car ready to go. And the sales manager ran out, made me come back in. I was by myself. I didn't go with anybody. And they said, you can't take the car. I go, I signed it. They go, well, we need you to sign something different. And because we're going to get in trouble for having sold you that truck that low. So I'm not sure what the hell happened. But I basically got a truck for $6,700 brand new. Now, only two-wheel drive. So that was my truck in medical school. And it took me a while to pay that off. I waited tables, but I was able to pay it off while in medical school. Right? I should have studied in medical school. But I was really worried about paying off my truck and then putting my brother through college, so I did that. And, you know, I've always wanted a sports car. And then I went to a Jeep, and I had a little sedan, and we had a minivan because of the kids. And so, you know, I don't know. One day I think I may want a sports car, something really, really sexy. I have gotten into a Corvette. It feels good. Not as good as a Lamborghini, though. Okay? Nothing's as good as a Lamborghini. My dream car, if I ever go through a midlife crisis, which, by the way, we need to talk about midlife crisis in the next section. What is a midlife crisis, and are you guys in a midlife crisis? You probably are. We'll talk about that later. But, I mean, for me, one thing I noticed is when I got into the Corvette, my husband said, you're not going to like it. And I go, why? Why wouldn't I like it? He said, because of your knees. And I go, please, I'm young. He was right. I couldn't get out of the car. I could get into the car. I couldn't get out of the car. And so for those of you kind of contemplating, you know, getting something to make you look younger, if you physically have some osteoarthritis and you don't have the meniscal lubrication like you need, the synovial lubrication for your menisci in order to be able to not click and pop when you're trying to get in and out of the vehicle, you probably shouldn't be looking at a Corvette. So anyway, General Motors CEO Mary Barra made the announcement that they have a new Corvette, which is going to switch to a mid-engine layout. Now, this may actually be safer. If somebody slams into you from behind, it might not cause, you know, your car to blow up, I guess. And it debuted. It looked really, really sexy. They say technical details are not announced, but the teaser website for the new car says the next generation Corvette is the most anticipated Corvette ever. And it's the sum of each generation before it, but will stand alone as the new standard of performance. Yeah, I never understand car commercials. The performance high technology standard, the barometer of speed and performance. You're like, the car performs. A car performs if the doors lock, the radio goes on, the key turns the ignition, and the car starts. Okay, I know you guys are out there going, okay, you know what, Dr. Dahlia, you can't tell if a car has good performance. I don't care about if it could do a three-point turn or, you know, turn around a pencil eraser or whatever the heck you guys try to, you know, compare cars to. I just want the sucker to drive and not break down and, you know, me be able to, I don't know, have a cup holder every now and then. So I guess Chevy has been toying with the idea of a mid-engine Corvette since the 60s, but has stuck to the front engine layout since the first one went on sale back in 1953. Despite the limitations of the design, they say putting the motor in the middle unlocks a level of performance that Chevy is hoping to allow the Corvette to compete even better with exotic sports cars like the Ferrari, the Lamborghini Huracan, and the Ford GT. So the general consensus of speculation surrounding the car is that the base Corvette will be powered by naturally aspirated V8 with around 500 horsepower and not cost more than the current $56,000 Stingray. Stingrays are sexy. They really are. With higher performance models. And for the current Corvette, the last one built was the black Z06. It's going to be auctioned, and proceeds are going to go to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I guess it helps first responders, members of the U.S. Armed Forces. Very, very cool. Okay, very good. Love Chevette. Love Corvettes. I love Chevettes, too. Fantastic. Very sexy looking. But we need to talk about midlife crises. And we need to talk about, you know, why we are so, I don't know, obsessed with cars and speed and vroom vroom and the newest and the latest. And why would anybody spend that kind of money? I met somebody who works at a Bentley dealership, and the cars are $250,000. $250,000 for a car. That's like two houses. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing I noticed, so I'm on social media and I'm on social media, and I love being on social media. I, you know, get to kind of see what everybody else is doing. And the one thing I'm kind of noticing a lot is older individuals posting their new bodies or their workouts. I see a lot of women doing a lot of selfies and, you know, kind of showing their body and, you know, a lot of, I don't know, images of themselves. And I see a lot of men do the same thing in the gym. A lot of pictures of guys in the gym these days. And you hear people joking about, well, they're in a midlife crisis. They're in a midlife crisis. And I disagree. I don't think it's a midlife crisis. I don't think I want to call it a crisis. I think they're actually doing something pretty healthy. And I wouldn't use the term crisis. And I think maybe we need to actually get rid of the term crisis. So let's look at this here. Okay, so what is a midlife crisis? So the phrase midlife crisis was introduced by Elliot Jacques in 1965. And it had been used extensively by Freudian psychologists like Carl Jung. And it was described as a normal period during the lifespan when we transition from young people to older adults. During this time, they say adults evaluate their achievements, goals, dreams against what they had wished for in the past and what stage they are facing in life. So basically, men and women take a look at themselves when they're in their 40s or 50s or even 30s or even 60s and go, you know what? I'm getting older. And I better get my act together because I don't know how many more years I have left on this earth. And these are the things I wanted to do as a kid. So everything I've ever wanted to do, I'm going to do. Which isn't bad. That shouldn't necessarily be called a crisis. Okay? That's a, you want to know what? You know, you kept, you know, waiting for the future, where the future is now. I mean, that kind of happened to me. Somebody could say that I went into radio as part of a midlife crisis. Well, maybe my definition, but it wasn't a crisis. I mean, there was an economic crisis. Patients were in a crisis because they couldn't, you know, get access to health care. And they were losing their jobs, and they needed medical advice, so I went on air. That's the only crisis I would, you know, attribute to it. But in terms of why I went, you know, why I kind of had a career change was I had been talking to a friend of mine. I was in my 30s, obviously. And, you know, she's like, well, what did you always want to do? I go, well, I always wanted to be a doctor, but I always wanted to be in show business. She goes, well, then why don't you? And I'm like, I'm too old. No, you're not. You're in your 30s. I go, yeah, I'm too old. She's like, you're never too old to do what you want to do. And my friend, Eleni, you know, kind of inspired me to, you know, quit finding excuses. If this is something I want to do, if I want to entertain, if I want to teach, if I want to make people laugh, if I want to make people cry, you know, and make people think and, you know, make people better people, I do it. What am I waiting for? And so this idea of, well, I'm going to do that when I grow up. When I'm later, I'll do that. Well, I'll save money later. Or, you know what? I've always wanted to get a sailboat. I guess I'll do that later. Once you get to that middle age, you actually start to get wise. And you go, wait a second. Middle age, you know, the later may never come. If I'm going to start having kids, if I want kids, I better have kids now. If I want to save money, I better start saving now. If I want to spend time with my aging parents, I better do it now. If I want to go to Hawaii, I want to do it now. Now, where a midlife crisis goes bad and gets called a crisis is when you start to see people cheat on their spouses. Or flirt, or start spending a lot of money, or acting younger than they are. And so MoneyCrashers.com gives you signs and symptoms of a midlife crisis. So one, buying a sports car. They say that adults may be looking to recapture their childhood, may purchase an expensive car. The car symbolizes success and youth, two important needs of somebody suffering through a midlife crisis. Okay, so here's my thing. If you are already almost on the verge of bankruptcy, and you take money away from your family to put it into a sports car, that's a midlife crisis. But if you do have expendable income, and your kids are grown up, and you don't need to have a mommy mobile partridge family bus driving them around, and you want to trade it in for a car with performance, and, you know, noise when you rev up the engine, then that's not a crisis. You want to buy a sports car, you do it. Life is too short, but not if, again, you're taking money away from, you know, the mouths you have to feed. Now, sometimes you'll see somebody having drastic changes in habits, mood swings, impulsive decision making. So some people going through a midlife crisis are like, you know what, to heck with it, I'm going to quit my job. I am going to quit my job. Why? Well, because I want to travel the world. Okay, whoa. We got bills to pay. We got kids that, you know, we're trying to put through college. Whoa. That could be a midlife crisis. The mood swings, being unhappy, not, you know, well, you might have some depression. And you need to be okay with aging. If you want a successful midlife transition, you have got to be okay with aging. You have to be okay with the fact that you're going to be in your 50s, 60s, 70s, and be okay with it. If not, you're going to have a midlife crisis. If you have shifts in your sleeping habits, if you can't sleep. Now, a lot of women, when they go through menopause, so my symptoms of menopause, and I kind of went through it early, wasn't so much a hot flash. I've had hot flashes since my 30s, but it was that I couldn't sleep. So sometimes it's a hormone issue, and that can medically be fixed with some hormones. Now I sleep good, but not sleeping well is an issue. An obsession with appearances. Right? Always look at the way you look, your clothing, your makeup, your exercise routines. An obsession, yeah, but wanting to look good and get a little Botox or wear the tie or work out or show off your abs, I think it's okay. But this is where it gets tricky. When you disconnect from old friends and you replace them with younger, they say nothing makes a person feel old like noticing that their friends have aged. Someone going through a midlife crisis may surround themselves with younger friends. Now, that does look odd. If you have alienated all your older friends and you just hang out with kids, that's a problem. Now, me, I love hanging out with the millennials. Okay, I think the millennials are really, really cool. It's because I taught so many of them. So when a bunch of them want to go for a happy hour, hell yeah! I just had two invite me to lunch. So I love hanging out with millennials. But are your core best friends your age group? Or are your core best friends younger? You know, and then why? Where's your friends of 20, 30 years? So those, that could be a sign. When you feel tied down and you don't feel like there's any chance for change. If you feel like you're stuck in a rut and you're trapped, that's where you need to take a deep breath and go, okay, wait a second. You do have some power. Let's change things up. Figure out your goals. Write them down. Okay, what are things you've always wanted to do? Now, my husband's always wanted to have a sailboat or a yacht, you know, and sail around the world. Okay, he could go do that. Okay, I'm not ready to say. I'm afraid of sharks and pirates. I do like boats. I think yachts are exciting, but I'm a workaholic. If I don't have Wi-Fi and I can't do my radio show and I can't, you know, write my articles and work on my album and do everything else I'm doing, I'm going to have a problem. But, you know, if that's something he wants to do, he could do it. If you have thoughts of death or dying, some people start to over-obsess about their own mortality. It's one thing to be, you know, comfortable with the fact that you're getting older, that you may have some health issues, and you're going to have to take it with stride. But when you are obsessed with the idea that you may be dying, that's a problem. Changing careers. When you do a complete 180 with your career, that could be a sign of a midlife crisis. But if you decide to, you know, me, I've always wanted to be in show business. I've always entertained. I've always taught. I've always done public speaking. So for me, this was just a little bit of a lateral shift. But going from being a research lab technician to a stripper, that might be a little bit of a career, you know, changing pendulum. If you leave your spouse or have an affair, that's a problem. That's a huge midlife crisis. And then again, if you have depression, start using drugs, alcohol more. You start getting bored. You blame others. You blame your spouses for your life being the way it is. So what you need to do is, one, get some help. Okay? If you think you're going through a midlife crisis, get some professional help. Okay? But, you know, sit down, look at what your goals are, and make some new goals, but attainable goals. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Officials in Rockland County, New York are dealing with 186 confirmed cases of measles. County Executive Ed Day said despite a restraining order from a judge, he's continuing an emergency declaration order to prevent unvaccinated children from going out in public.
It is unacceptable to sit back and do nothing as more of our residents fall ill to this deadly disease, and court decisions aside, we will never do that.
Orthodox Jewish communities where the virus is mainly spreading are fighting back and filing lawsuits. President Donald Trump was in Minnesota Monday touting his tax cuts as the reason for the great economy. Economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
The thing that really jumped out at me about Minnesota is that new business formations, so applications to start a business, they're up in the last 2 years since the president was elected, 18% in Minnesota.
Hassett says the only thing that can explain the record low unemployment is the tax cut. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they're saying New Jersey preschoolers have the highest autism rates in the nation. This rate has increased faster than in other states studied, researchers according to Rutgers University. The rate of autism among children in the state has tripled in a generation. One in 35 children in New Jersey was diagnosed with autism by their fourth birthday. One in 35, whereas the national rate is, I believe, one in 56. So one in 35 children. Now, if you think about it, the average classroom size is about 30-some kids. That means almost every kid in every classroom has autism. Almost one kid in every classroom. So this is a study published by the Federal Centers of Disease Control. Those children, they say, were more likely to have attracted the attention of pediatricians and early childhood educators because of moderate to severe symptoms of autism. Still, more children are diagnosed with autism when they enter public schools. So this is just preschoolers that they're looking at. They say the relentless climb in autism rates, according to USA Today, from 1% of children born in 1992 to 3% of children born in 2010, has shown no signs of reaching a plateau. This is according to Walter Zarandi, an associate professor of Rutgers. They say the explosive rate of autism is impossible to ignore. School districts face increasing demand for educational resources for children with autism. Clinicians face long waiting lists for their services. They say there's no let-up. They say, I really don't understand why the rate is going up in this way. Researchers cannot explain why autism rates have increased in Jersey and elsewhere. Is it genetic mutations? Is it birth-related risks? Is it that, you know, many are born prematurely? One of a multiple birth to a mother who was ill during pregnancy, parents maybe who were older than 30. Now, they say the greatest influences appear to be unknown environmental factors, which means we don't know why there's so many cases of autism. Among four-year-olds, the rate climbed 43% in just 4 years, from 2010 to 2014. One in 23 four-year-old boys in New Jersey is now diagnosed with autism. One in 23. They say we must take swift and systemic action to increase access to and fund medically necessary treatment for every child with autism. Early identification is crucial to helping families access services for these preschoolers who need intensive treatment to learn developmentally appropriate skills and maximize their potential. So apparently this New Jersey data was a 7-state study by the Early Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network, which monitored rates of autism diagnoses for 19 years. So they looked at researchers in Arizona, Colorado, Missouri, North Carolina, Utah, Wisconsin, as well as New Jersey. And they looked at health records of 71,000 children. Three states used educational records in addition to health records. And they identified more than 1,200 children with autism. But the New Jersey study included every four-year-old in Essex and Union counties, which was about 18,000 children in 2014, 500 of which had autism. And they say boys in Jersey were 3.5 times more likely than girls to be diagnosed with the disorder. Now, autism diagnoses has now been going up in whites, blacks, Hispanic children. They increase at the same rate, but whites appear to be more likely to be diagnosed. So they say the rates of autism are still just as high. We thought this was more of a Caucasian issue because of the genetic tendencies, but they're saying that we're seeing autism in African-American, in Hispanic populations, but white children might be diagnosed earlier. Now, the age at first diagnosis might not have budged much in 15 years, but now there's a lot of providers that are looking for it. So I think we're diagnosing it earlier. Now, somebody could also say that maybe New Jersey has more because New Jersey may have a better school system. Maybe they have a better, stop laughing. I heard Jersey is a good school system. Maybe they have more autism facilities, treatment centers, specialized teachers. So if a parent does have a child with autism, they may be more likely to move to an area. You know, one of my family members was in the Midwest, and they're still in the Midwest, but they moved to a bigger city, and that bigger city has much more services when it comes to autism. So across the country, the rates of the autism range from a low of 8 per 1,000 children in Missouri to New Jersey's high of 28 per 1,000 children. The national average is per 1,000 children will have 13 with autism. So why the increased rates? Why? Now, the biggest argument everybody has is, well, we're diagnosing it more. We're good to diagnose. We're on it. Well, okay, yes and no. I think we are doing a better job. I can already tell between 1 and 2 years old if we're possibly looking at a child with autism based on the way they connect with their mom, the way they're able to be consoled, the way they're communicating. But in terms of full-blown autism, it's going to be diagnosed if it's that apparent. And so when people say, well, yeah, you know, the rates of autism are higher now because now we're looking for it. I mean, it would have hit you in the face years ago, decades ago. So maybe Asperger's or varying lesser degrees of autism or higher functioning autism may be now quicker to diagnose, whereas we might not have really jumped on it in the 70s and 80s. Now we're like, oh, I think your kid has this. So those will add to the numbers. But in terms of, you know, very severe autism, that you can't say, well, we're getting better at diagnosing that, because that's kind of pretty easy to, that would stand out. So the next question we need to look at is, okay, all right, good theory, and yes, we will, you know, include that in our list of theories, but we need to still get to work. Why else is autism on the rise? Now, people who are against vaccines will say, well, it's the vaccine program. Again, I can't agree with that. One, I'm, you know, as you know, I'm pro-vaccine, so there's a disclaimer there. I'm very, very pro-vaccine. Not sponsored by a pharmaceutical company like people think I am. I'm not. No pharmaceutical company is sponsoring it. But I love what vaccines have done in terms of saving lives. But listen, we've had vaccines since the 60s, even before that. So why now is autism on the rise, especially when vaccination is going down? So if vaccines cause autism and less people are getting vaccinated than before, we would start to see it level off. We wouldn't see it rise. So that's, you know, and I do believe autism is genetic, but I also believe that something could happen in the womb. Now, what else then has been so, you know, so common and popular in the last decade or two? Well, a lot of electromagnetic radiation. Maybe there's something to cell phones and cell towers and computers. Maybe a lot of moms are older now when they have babies. One little theory I have is fibroids. You know, a lot of women I know who have autistic kids had fibroids, and the baby was born in a uterus with fibroids. Maybe there's something to the fibroid pushing on the brain. I don't know. And again, nobody should laugh at the theories being thrown out there, because we can't figure out why the numbers are that high. 1 in 23 boys in New Jersey. All right, so then what's going on in New Jersey? What is, you know, do they have more, I don't know, exposure to radiation over there? Is it a pollution issue? There's been tons of theories. Advanced maternal age, advanced paternal age, medications taken during pregnancy, antidepressants taken during pregnancy, cell phones being near the womb, cell phone towers, routers. I mean, there's been so many theories, and nobody's saying anything. And I'm going to tell you something. For those of you that dislike the anti-vaccine movement, this is what's going to fuel it. If nobody gives anybody answers on why we don't have more and more children, or why we have more and more children with autism, even though I don't believe it's vaccines, but, you know, if you don't come up with an answer, we're going to come up with answers ourselves. And unfortunately, some of these answers may not be scientifically proven. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
DOCDALI. Speaking of bad to the bone, a father and son has been charged with selling infected body parts on the black market. This is in Michigan. Donald Green Sr. and Donald Green Jr. allegedly knew that the body parts they sold from the now closed Biological Resource Center of Illinois were infected with diseases including HIV, sepsis, and hepatitis. According to CBS 2 Chicago, the outlet reported that the people donated the bodies of their loved ones to the Biological Resource Center of Illinois with the promise that they would be donated for medical research. Instead, the bodies were kept on ice and allegedly sold, some for up to $100,000, according to the search warrant. Federal prosecutors said the people who bought the bodies reportedly did not know that they had tested positive for infectious disease. According to CBS 2, the Greens allegedly sold the diseased remains from 2008 to 2014. The charges allege that the Greens sold at least one part to Detroit Medical Center's sports medicine department that had previously been tested positive for hepatitis. Green Sr. has been charged with wire fraud, while his son has been charged with intentionally concealing a crime. The charges were filed last week as a criminal investigation, which means a guilty plea is expected. The charges against the Greens are related to an investigation that saw the arrest of a Detroit-area man who was sentenced last year to 9 years in prison. Arthur Rathburn was convicted of fraud and shipping hazardous materials last May. Investigators say he regularly provided body parts to medical associations for various seminars, but didn't tell them that the parts came from people with infectious disease. What the hell? I don't even get how this is something that's okay. And some of you are like, why are we buying body parts? Well, you know, we like to dissect. We like to study them. You know, I mean, we have cadavers in school. And thank God, you know, for the people who were blessed enough to, you know, donate their bodies after their death to science, because we got to learn a lot. And being able to, you know, dissect and look at the arteries and the veins and the body parts in real time and in real life, you know, even though the cadaver was dead, you know, really gives medical students a nice sense of what they're looking at. And it's exciting. How do you operate on a human being without practicing and being able to touch the anatomy when you're in student and novice form, and that's what the cadavers allow. So medical schools will buy, you know, and need to purchase, you know, cadavers or certain things depending on the, you know, restrictions and protocols and things that they have. But we usually only work with a couple companies. We don't really, you know, buy them off the streets. I'm not really sure what the hell that was about, but, you know, people can make a fancy website these days. The herbal drug kratom has been now linked to almost 100 overdose deaths. They say the over-the-counter herbal drug has been linked now to more deaths in recent years. Kratom is a plant grown naturally in Southeast Asia, and it's often sold in powder capsules. And they say it has been the cause of death in 91 overdoses in the United States from July 2016 to December 2017. This is a report released Thursday by the CDC. In 7 of the overdoses, kratom was the only substance to test positive in a toxicology report. Although the CDC can't really rule out other causes, but still. Now, health officials looked at the numbers from state overdose reporting databases and found that of the 27,338 overdose deaths in that time period, 152 of the deceased people tested positive for this kratom. Health officials only knew of 44 deaths nationally, but we're having people die of it. And a study published in February found that phone calls about kratom exposure to poison control centers skyrocketed by more than 50-fold from 13 back in 2011 to 682 last year, or 2 years ago. So kratom has increased in popularity, not sure why. And the CDC says, even though it's not a controlled substance, the FDA and DEA have been warning people, and it's often marketed as like an herbal or dietary supplement. And people have used it in tea to ease opioid withdrawals and fatigue and pain and cough and diarrhea. And the reason why it's so has so much potential for abuse is, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, it interacts with the opioid receptors in the brain. So people that take it get that sedation, that euphoria, that ease of pain. So people think, well, it's a natural substance, so it's safe. No risks, but there are. They say in about 80% of the deaths tied to this kratom from July 2016 to December 2017, the person did have a history 80% of the time of using other drugs in roughly 90% of cases. And in 90% of cases, they weren't being treated by a doctor for pain. So people treat themselves, and that's when it gets kind of scary. They say in most of the kratom-related overdose deaths, though, fentanyl was also listed as a cause of death. So maybe it's a gateway. Maybe people are thinking, you know what? I'm in pain anyway. I'm already taking something. So I might as well, you know, treat myself. But my concern of kratom going up is if people do realize, you know what, this can help with pain, and they're having trouble getting pain medications, then they may go to this. So I'm kind of a fan of, you know, not causing this hysteria when it comes to pain medications, letting people get some of the things they need for pain. Otherwise, they're going to go to the natural supplements and kind of, you know, try to take matters into their own hands. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So ketamine, they think, may be a short-term antidepressant. We've been talking about this a lot. And depression affects about 20% of Americans. 80% will endure a relapse. 30% will just be resistant to the depression medications that are out there. And ketamine has gotten a lot of hype for alleviating this treatment-resistant depression. And very quickly, too. Side effects can be serious. Nobody really knows exactly how it works. And the positive effect doesn't last that long. But when you have some people who are suicidal, giving them a shot of ketamine or treating them with something might be kind of something that needs to be done that could be life-saving. So what causes depression? Well, genes could. Maybe these genes down-regulate and they don't, stimulate the neurotransmitters that need to be done. Stress also could induce this neuroplasticity in the brain, affecting the connectivity of the synapses. Stress definitely plays a role in the brain. And, and then, of course, environmental factors. Having a crappy boss, working in a toxic environment, not being appreciated, being underpaid, things like that, right? Being in a bad relationship. So the FDA last month approved a nasal spray version of ketamine for short-term usage by people with treatment-resistant depression. So pretty exciting stuff there. And the only thing is it's given only in certified settings because there could be side effects, there could be addiction, lack of knowledge of how it works. You don't really have a lot of doctors out there that are very, shall we say, adept at ketamine, relieving treatments. But, you know, there's this push to, rather than having people on long-term medication, to maybe instead try to do short-term fixes. Now, it all depends on what the real reason for depression is. If your real reason for depression is you have low serotonin, you need to be on something that helps raise your serotonin. If your depression, however, is induced because you drink alcohol, and you go to the alcohol when you have bad days, then maybe we have to cut the bad days. Maybe we have to cut the alcohol. So, you see, it really is, it's kind of different strokes for different folks. But this ketamine might be interesting. Now, ketamine also causes some memory loss. So when we look at that, that might be something that's pretty significant for people suffering with depression. Let's say you lost a loved one. Let's say you lost a child who drowned. So it could be pretty cool in terms of, treating depression. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.